Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh yeah, it is time to get your Friday edition of the BTN News Show started. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Sorry, listeners, again about yesterday's. You don't want to know what it was like to sitting in traffic for hours on end. And in case you didn't know, according to Waze, you know, that traffic app, yeah, Manila has the worst traffic in the world. Last night, yep, I experienced it. Anyways, again, apologies for no show yesterday, but hey, let's get on with today's show. It is the 9th of October, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Okay, iPhone, iPad, well, pretty much all you iUsers out there, listen up. Apple has actually removed a few applications from the App Store. Why, you're asking? Well, it seems Apple is a bit concerned with the security of some users' personal data, and that it could actually be compromised in certain circumstances. Apple said the apps in question threaten users' security by installing certificates that can expose data to third parties for, you know, in case they're monitoring you. However, though, Apple did not specify what apps have the issue. Well, thanks a lot, Apple. All Apple said is they are deeply committed to protecting customer privacy and security, and we are working closely with these developers to quickly get their apps back in the App Store. So what, as iUsers, can we do since Apple's not really telling us what apps can screw us? Well, I guess if we're really paranoid, we can start uninstalling each app one by one, and if you can't get it to reinstall, then yeah, you know, that's the one that's been pulled, or a few of them. Way to go with the PR there, Apple. Thanks a lot. Mr. Snowden. Yes, Edward Snowden is back in the news once again. Although this time it has nothing to do with aliens. It has everything to do with Smurfs. I know, kind of the same thing, isn't it? Seems that Mr. Snowden has warned that the UK spy agency GCHQ has the ability to hack into your smartphone. And that is with encrypted text messages to gain total control over your device. This is according to the BBC. Snowden actually told the BBC that the GCHQ has something called Smurf Suite. Yeah, that's right, Smurf Suite. Which basically is a collection of spying programs that the agency can use to hack into phones of, quote, potential terrorist suspects. One tool itself is actually called Dreamy Smurf. Oh yes, our favorite Smurf. Snowden says it allows GCHQ to turn off mobile phones without the user even knowing. The other one, called Nosy Smurf, yes, we don't like those very well, do we? That actually can be used to turn on your phone's microphone. So, once again, you as the customer out there, what can you do with this? Nothing. Nothing can be done. Doesn't leave you feeling very Smurfy, does it? Well, now that Google is officially part of the Alphabet Company, or basically has become the Alphabet Company, what better way to celebrate than buy a domain called ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYNZ. Actually, it's just YZ. .com, that is. Yes, you heard me right. Google has bought the entire English alphabet .com. Now, according to Domain Investing, this particular domain was actually created in 1999 and actually had been owned privately. Meaning somebody from Google gave somebody that owned this thing a lot of money. Well, right now, there ain't really nothing going on at ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRSTUVWXYNZ.com. It's actually just a blank page right now, which means Google hasn't really done anything official with it yet. I know what you're thinking right now. Why in the hell did I not think of this one? I could have been a millionaire today. Hey, speaking of millions, let's talk about money. And what I mean by money is how much more money you're going to have to spend with Netflix now. Yes, there's going to be a price increase. Yes, Netflix has announced it is going from its $8.99 plan a month to, yes, $9.99 per month. They say it is a necessity to keep bringing customers more great content. Meanwhile, while losing other content to Hulu. Yeah, you remember that? So when does this little price increase take place? Well, if you're not yet a Netflix subscriber, yeah, you've already got to deal with it. Anyone that right now is currently a subscriber, well, you'll have to deal with it by October of 2016. Of course, if you're really irritated by the price increase, well, there's always that SD option for $7.99 a month. Yeah, I know. Who the hell wants to watch crap in SD? It's 2015 already. Looks like we gotta pay up if we want to remain high definitionized. And finally, we are traveling over to the Amazon now. Yes, as in Amazon.com. And we're going to purchase a snowball. The snowball is a new product from Amazon that's just basically this big friggin' suitcase that you gotta lug around that holds 50 terabytes of data. This ingenious product was actually conjured up by Amazon Web Services. What they do is they send this big, gray, bulky thing to you. You load that up with your 50 terabytes of data, and then you ship it back to them. Of course, this thing is actually aimed at more enterprise software vendors. You know, people like IBM, you know, those kind of people. Amazon's also saying, though, it ain't just for enterprise users, it's also for the average user out there that just happens to have 50 terabytes laying around the house. They say they want to get customer data into the cloud as fast as possible, and they believe this is the fastest way to do it at the present time. Another cool thing, too, if you don't think 50 terabytes is enough for you, well, heck, you can just chain all these snowballs together. Of course, the snowball doesn't mean that your company now can't just ship its hard drive to them. Yeah, you can still ship that 2 or 3 terabyte hard drive to them. But heck, why don't you do it in style now with something you can't even lift off the ground? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. British Tech Network website is the destination for all things BTN, BritishTechNetwork.com. Check it out. Follow British Tech on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Of course, don't forget, Friday means Mac Show Day here at the British Tech Network. Great show lined up for you today, 3 p.m. UK time. Adam's going to be there. Will's going to be dropping by, at least, you know, part of Will, anyways. We don't know which one yet. Lee will be there, too. Doc from Hawaii will be chiming in as well, you know, so we can be jealous of Doc. And Patrice will be bringing up the rear from Germany. And don't forget, Ewan trying to keep the whole thing together, which, you know, never really ever works. That's the Mac Show today, live, 3 p.m. UK time, right here on the British Tech Network. Check it out, britishtechnetwork.com/live. As for the news show, well, that wraps up your Friday edition, but we'll be back here on Monday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday. Oh, yeah, doesn't it feel good? Have a fantastic weekend, too. We'll see you Monday. And thank you so much for listening.